And that's about it for this edition of Bathrobes, Pierres, Broadsides. Remaining is a partial flashback to January 17th, 1999. You're going to hear the voices of Richard Quigley, who is a helmet activist, among other things, in his fight to assure that deputies, in fact, enforce the law rather than simply their arbitrary will and whim. You can hear activist Becky Johnson, attorney Kate Wells, the V-Man, also known as Vinny the Viper Lombardo, talking about free radio and other radio stations in the pirate band around the state and the country. Specifically, Quigley is going to talk about his complaint against Deputy Nielsen. Becky Johnson will talk about her experience with the Sheriff's Department. Kate Wells has got a variety of lawsuits going, or did at that time. And this is 20 years ago, January 17th, 1999. Almost exactly 20 years ago, not quite, but almost. And, of course, several of these people are dead. Bernard Klitzner is one of the activists who formed the Human Rights Organization here, which was active for about a decade, maybe a little less, in Santa Cruz fighting the sleeping ban. And more as well, although that pretty much covers the, I guess it's probably about a half the show. If you want to hear the other half, you're going to have to go online and look up the January 17th, 1999 archive, if you can find it, that is. And if you go to the Huff website and look up the archives, it looks like that particular show hasn't yet made the archives. We're trying to increase the archives periodically, incrementally, little by little, and that one hasn't quite made the grade yet, but we're working on it. You get a kind of a peek at the past, as well as a peek you wouldn't normally get even if you went to the website and were looking for that particular show. You couldn't find it, except I'm giving you part of it here today. So that's about it for this edition of Bathrobes, Pierres, Broadsides. The Shitty Council meets Tuesday, day after tomorrow, at 1:30. I'm not sure if much of the crowd from the rent control folks are going to be coming. I don't think they've made a public announcement. Nope, there's no indication of that on the Santa Cruz Indie Media website or on any email that I've gotten. Of course, I'm not always the first person they write to. They're probably holding their guns and massing their force for the upcoming December 14th kind of big shot major city council meeting, the first and only regular session of the month and the last one of the year, which will have the new city council members voted in, and then presumably some debate and discussion on the freeze-slash-just-eviction proposal, which might be the most important action of the year here in Santa Cruz as far as ordinary people go. Well, one might say the February action was the most important in holding down rents, at least between February and December. So that was something good that it wasn't produced by the city council, I'll tell you that. It was produced by the activists who put together the Measure M and fought for it, and continue to fight for it. And my hat's off to those folks. So enjoy this flashback to January 17th, 1999, the first half of the Sunday show. If you want to hear more of it, give me a call and let me know. I'll put on the second half or try to put it up on the archives. And the phone number to call, as ever, is 423-4833. So enjoy. And in the meantime, keep your eyes on what's going on around you. The class war is heating up in Santa Cruz, according to a number of accounts. I don't really feel it myself, but I'm not on the front lines, as many people are out there in their tents or facing hostile landlords. So feel free to call in to 423-HUFF if you have stories you want to bring out on the air that will not be covered by the mainstream media, although we have a lot of alternative media which people make themselves these days. So that's a step forward, or can be, hopefully. That's it for me. Talk at you again probably on Thursday, or who knows, maybe before then. Puff Meets. It's kind of trying to doing a weekly thing now. We've had increasing numbers of people who say they want to come back to the Wednesday meetings, and also Conscience in Action has a kind of meeting at the same time. I'm sure how we're going to manage that. That's at 11 o'clock on Wednesday at the Sub Rosa Cafe, 703 Pacific, next to, of course, the bike church. So join us there and share a coffee and your experiences with us. And finally, let's go out on this Trump protest song by Belton Haigh, or Haig, H-A-I-G-H. You have to really watch the video to catch the full impact of it, but you can listen to it too, and that's what we're going to do now. Followed by the January 17th, 1999 flashback.
Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States.
Donald Trump is elected the President of the United States of America.
I sit here vaguely numb, wondering who we are. He blurts each hateful statement as it comes into his mind. No difference if it's truth or lie. Disturbance running in me. Is this who we will be? They deal such mass deception, followers of hate, and swallowers who gladly lick the plate. To the kids, celebrity and fame, the rhetoric of the insane. Freedom, what does the word even mean? Be free from what we don't understand. Be free with the gun in your hand.
So what? He wants a grand pussy. I want a grand pussy.
Sexual assault
is another man's exploitation. I think it's just locker room talk. Put it on the eyes in the bar, talk that way with a pretty girl. What are you going to say? All the lessons learned in school, all the values that your family and faith put in you, have they found some dumb replacement? One that seeks to please a worsening taste for bigotry. And now this is what we leave to the kids, a culture built on blame, a legacy of shame. Freedom, what does the world?
We don't understand.
we don't.